Hello again, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak, and welcome to ChicagoBears.com and this week's Keys to the Game brought to you by Ford. It's Bears-Vikings again. Second time in 3 weeks, something rare in the National Football League, something rare for this organization. So let's dive in and break it down.
ChicagoBears.com presents Jeff Joniak's Keys to the Game brought to you by Ford.
We'll start on offense, and it's time to make a move. It's time for the offense to take care of the month of Sundays left in this regular season, playing in a tight NFC right now. Jay Cutler's movement in and around and out of the pocket in the last couple of games has created some great opportunities in the passing game, controlled the clock, and moved the chains. He's helping the reshaped offensive pass protection by getting the ball out on time and be creating passing windows when the pressure does come. Playing the Vikings at the Metrodome, different animal. You know it is, because of Soldier Field, you got the fans supporting you over there. It gets loud, and that inexperienced group up front in terms of snaps together this season will be tested in that loud building. And, of course, the Vikings have a respected pass rush led by Jared Allen. In addition to Cutler's throws and Brandon Marshall's catches, the Bears will be trying to, again, to establish a successful chain-moving, clock-controlling run game. The benefits of taking the crowd out of the game and keeping Adrian Peterson off the field and keeping the defense fresh, all huge factors in this pivotal game. On defense, it's the same exact key that I had 2 weeks ago, and that is discipline gap control. The Bears did a very good job at Soldier Field and Adrian Peterson. Now they got to do the same at the Metrodome, and it's not going to be easy. Imperative that no interior running lanes are created by front seven defenders getting out of position. There can be no ad-libbing up front this week, and of course, it goes without saying, but the tackling must be on point. There can be no loafing when it comes to slowing down Peterson. The Packers ran into that problem last week, and he put up better than 200 yards. They missed double-digit tackles. Young quarterback Christian Ponder slumped against Green Bay, completed just a dozen passes, throwing two picks, and the Bears once again have to keep this athletic quarterback in the pocket. Don't allow him to get into a rhythm. And the Bears' defensive challenge becomes more significant if receiver Percy Harvin returns from an ankle injury. He's a threat to score on every snap. Out of special teams, and coordinator Dave Tobe is still beating the same drum. The Bears need more return yardage. They need the juice a home run on punts or kicks gives to this team, and they've been stung by missed blocks, penalties, or poor execution at times by the returners. The coverage units continue to excel, led by Blake Costanzo and Eric Weems. Both will be counted on again to set the tone in coverage against the Vikings. Now, if Harvin returns, that brings a heightened level of awareness, obviously, and concern, but Marcus Sherrill's proving to be more than adequate as a threat. This phase of the game could be the phase that decides this game, and it's on this phase where weeks of prep on scheme, fakes, or deception could lead to some very interesting snaps on Sunday. Put it to you this way. Whatever the coordinators have up their sleeves, if anything, they've had the plan cobbled away for weeks, knowing they would be playing each other twice in three games. A late-season skid creates fear in the fans, fuels the skeptics and pundits, creates an atmosphere of doubt, concern, and in some cases, panic. The Bears are not there yet, but they have lost three of their last four games. Right now, they are a solid playoff contender at 8-4, owning the fifth seed in the NFC. However, the final four games will decide the outcome of this season, and they now become early playoff games. They will get all they can handle from a Minnesota team in the same boat, losing 4-5 and getting outscored 155-95 in those games. They are one of four NFC teams with a 6-6 record, so they could go either way. The Bears are trying to overcome some injuries and still trying to find a way to score more points. It sets up quite simply. Who's the team to handle the pressure week 14 and the shrinking schedule that it brings? That's going to do it for this week's Keys to the Game brought to you by Ford. Be sure to tune in to News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBDM. We'll roll out the pregame at 9, kickoff at noon. Join myself and Tom Thayer with the call and Ron, Jim, and Jay with the pre and post. That'll do it this week on ChicagoBears.com. Thanks for watching. I'm Jeff Joniak.
Bears.com presents Jeff Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford.